Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. And today we're going to continue talking about going green on vacation with ecotourism. You know, we all want to have vacations or holidays, and you can't just tell people to stay home. They are going to travel. But if they are going to travel, there are ways to not affect the environment so much.
That's right. All you have to do is look around you and leave the place as beautiful as you first saw it. Don't leave behind anything. Your trash, don't do any damage. Make sure it's always in lovely condition when you walk away. Now, there's no telling if other people will do the same. In fact, I know a lot of people who don't care. It used to drive me crazy growing up, Tom, when we'd be on a family vacation, traveling in the station wagon, and the car in front of us would just roll down their windows and throw out their trash.
Those selfish pigs.
I just don't think that's the way to go.
It is all about education. Those people probably didn't think they were doing anything wrong. It's perfectly natural to throw your trash out the window.
I think they knew, but they didn't care.
They didn't care. Well, they're going to have to care now if the police are going to stop them and slap them with a $50 fine or something like
that.
Yeah. These environmental laws do need to be enforced. But, you know, with education, people will learn about these things, and they'll learn that, well, these things will come back to haunt you eventually, so you better be good to the environment. And we talked about some things people are doing. You can ride on a horse in Brazil. This is what it said there. Ride on a horseback.
Horseback.
As opposed to riding a car or motorcycle through such a place. Or you can watch those turtles nesting on the beaches of Costa Rica. And again, use some non-polluting means of transportation. And I think there's a lesson for us all there from the good people of Taiwan. Because recently, my goodness, everybody's on a bicycle these days going from point A to point B on a bicycle instead of riding motorcycles or driving cars.
Yeah, are those motor scooters? Do you feel like the roads are getting crowded with bikes now, too?
Well, for people doing recreational bicycling, but not as far as like practical transportation. It's still faster to take your scooter to work. That's just the way people are going to get around. But when you're having fun, though, and when you're on vacation, and that's what we're talking about today, it's nice to be environmentally friendly, and using such a mode of transportation is a good idea.
We're going to continue talking about ecotourism, going green on vacation. In today's lesson, let's go ahead and read through it first, and then we'll be back to talk about it.
The concept of ecotourism first became prevalent in the late 1980s and has continued to develop ever since. Presently, it is experiencing the fastest growth of any sector in the global tourism industry, capitalizing on people's increasing concern with green issues and their desire to explore the great outdoors. While it is certainly a worthy idea in theory, ecotourism has not been immune from criticism. In a disturbing trend known as greenwashing, some sites that label themselves as ecotourism projects actually end up doing more harm than good to the environment. One example is Nature's Sacred Paradise theme park in Mexico, which has displaced the local Mayan Indian population and illegally put endangered animals on show for visitors. However, environmentalists are doing their best to curb these fake ecotourism schemes. There is a growing call for a global standard that would assure ecotourists that their vacation choice is genuinely eco-friendly. As the ecotourism industry expands, the education of tour guides and tourists is also progressing at pace, so that people are increasingly conscious of their impact on the environment. Looking ahead, there is a general agreement that in order for ecotourism to have a beneficial effect, projects should continue to be small in scale, slow in growth, and sustainable. Ecotourism teaches us to really value the destinations that we visit and experience them more intimately. Indeed, the sensitivity towards nature and culture that ecotourism promotes is something that shouldn't just be limited to vacations, but should permeate our everyday lives too.
Now, the concept of ecotourism that we explained in our first program really became prevalent in the late 1980s. So that's when it really gained popularity. If something's prevalent, it means it's common. You can see it everywhere. It's observed frequently. I could definitely say that motor scooters are prevalent in Taiwan. They're everywhere.
And again, so prevalent here is the adjective, and this concept became popular or prevalent or common back in the late 1980s. That's when I first came to Taiwan, by the way. And this concept has continued to develop ever since. So people have learned more about this concept since that time. Well, presently, it is experiencing the fastest growth of any sector in the global tourism industry. Okay, so to experience growth means that you have this growth, you get bigger. And if you're talking about the global tourism industry, well, there are lots of sectors, okay? A sector is just a division of something. It's a different area of something. There are different reasons why people travel. Some people like to go to the beach. Some people like hiking vacations. Some people like to go to ancient places like the pyramids in Egypt or something. But this one here is ecotourism, and it's growing faster than those other sectors of the economy.
When we use this sector, you'll often see it used with the public sector, which is government. Government jobs of any nature in the public sector. The public's paying for those people to work through our taxes. Or you might see the private sector, which simply means businesses that are owned by either the companies or the people who bought stocks and bonds in them. So you often will see the private and public sector used with this particular vocabulary. Now, when you capitalize on something, it means you take advantage of some sort of opportunity that's in front of you. So we're experiencing this really fast growth in the global tourism industry. And we're also capitalizing on people's increasing concern with green issues. So they're taking advantage of how interested people are becoming with green issues. Oh, they're, you know, all concerned about the environment and global warming and protecting the planet. So why not take advantage of that or capitalize on it by building a global tourism industry and turning it into an ecotourism?
Capitalize on is just a fancy way of saying to make money. So, of course, people are concerned about green issues and people are thinking, how could we make money from this? How could we capitalize on this? And, of course, people do want to travel and they want to explore the great outdoors. So there might be some business opportunities in there somewhere for you.
You know, Tom, you mentioned to capitalize on means to make money. Mm-hmm. Capital itself means money. I need a lot of capital to start my new business means you need a lot of money so that you can build your business. So
wait a minute. I thought capital meant the main city of a country where the government is.
That could be another definition. So when you see capital used with finance in particular, know they're talking about money and funds to invest. It's true that everyone's trying to make some money off these new ideas, isn't it?
It's a good idea. There's nothing wrong with that. Money stimulates the environment.
Gotta make a living.
The economy, rather.
Yeah.
You gotta make a living. You gotta get past and help other people make a living, too. We're all in this together. Well, it is a worthy idea in theory. It sounds like a great idea. Wonderful. Help protect the environment and preserve the world for future generations. But ecotourism is not immune from criticism. Immune here means you are unable to get some kind of disease. That's where we usually use it. If you've had a vaccine, for example, you might be immune from getting a certain disease. We often use this with the preposition from, to be immune from something, which means you won't get that disease or won't have that trouble. But ecotourism, even though it sounds really cool, it still has its critics. People can still say, hey, you guys have a nice idea, but you're not angels.
So you can be immune to measles after you get a vaccine, but you can also use it to mean you're protected from something. For example, if a criminal is caught, sometimes they're immune from really harsh punishment because they turn around and help the police find another criminal, maybe that they've done business with before.
They've made some kind of deal, huh?
Yeah, they've done a deal. So they have not been immune from criticism. They haven't been protected from it. In fact, they've gotten a lot of criticism. There is a disturbing trend we're going to talk about called greenwashing. Now, if it's disturbing to you, this is the adjective form. It means it really worries you, it's upsetting to you, it's unsettling, you don't like it. There's something about it that bothers you. Well, greenwashing is when sites label themselves as being ecotourism projects, but they're actually harming the environment. They're doing more harm than good. I actually had not heard this term before, greenwashing. Had you, Tom?
No, but I think it comes from the term whitewashing, which means you try to paint something white in order to cover up its problems. Okay, try to make things look good when they actually aren't. So some people are probably trying to make their tourist sites look great by labeling them as a green-friendly place. So this is greenwashing, and some sites or some locations will label themselves as ecotourism projects, but in the end, they actually do more harm than good to the environment. So you got to be aware of these things. Of course, people are going to be trying to make money, but you got to watch out and think, are they actually doing more harm than good, or are they actually good for the environment?
That's right. Well, here's an example. There's a place called Nature's Sacred Paradise. It's a theme park in Mexico. And it has actually displaced the local Mayan Indian population. We use this verb to displace a lot when we're talking about moving one particular group of people from their homeland and putting them somewhere else. So you can also use it just to simply mean you're taking the place or position of something or someone. So you're replacing them with something else. For example, coal in many cases has been displaced by natural gas as a source of energy. It's not as dirty. It's not as hard to harvest. To even come up with coal is a very dangerous job. They have to go down to these coal mines. But typically, we'll use it to talk about immigrants or people who are displaced from their homelands.
They had to be relocated. So there was a Mayan Indian tribe living there, and they said, you guys got to go because we're going to build this sacred nature paradise theme park, and it also put endangered animals on show for visitors. That, of course, was illegal. Endangered just talks about animals or plants that will soon totally die out because of environmental factors. Endangered. There are lots of endangered animals in the world. There are a number of them here in Taiwan. So, of course, we all have to make an effort to preserve those creatures because once they're gone, they're gone for good. Okay, everybody, it's time now to continue our lesson by listening to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello everyone, it's me, Kevin again. 我们今天要继续昨天的主题，也就是生态之旅。首先第一段提到了生态旅游的概念是在1980年代晚期开始盛行，从此便持续的在发展当中。Presently, it is experiencing the fastest growth of any sector in the global tourism industry. 现阶段的生态旅游正经历着全球旅游业任何领域当中最快速的成长。Capitalizing on people's increasing concern with green issues, 充分地利用人们对于环保议题逐渐增加的关注 and their desire to explore the great outdoors, 以及他们想要探索野外的欲望。在第一句话里头我们看到了 prevalent 这个字，它是一个形容词，表示普遍的。我们可以把它代换成为 common, C-O-M-M-O-N, 或者是 prevailing, P-R-E-V-A-I-L-I-N-G,或者是 widespread, W-I-D-E-S-P-R-E-A-D, 这些字都有表示普遍的意思。另外在这一段的最后一句话里头，我们看到了 capitalize on, 它是表示利用的意思。我们可以把它代换成为 make use of, 或者是 take advantage of。接下来第二段提到了，虽然它在理论上是一个很好的主意，但生态旅游并不是都可以免被批评，并且提到了一个墨西哥主题乐园的例子。在第一句话里头我们看到了 worthy 这个字，我们说有什么样的价值， 用这个 worthy 来表示的话呢，我们就要用 be worthy of 后面加名词这样的结构。好比我们说这个房子价值1000万元，那么就可以翻译成 The house is worthy of $10 million。另外 worthy 后面呢也可以加上一个被动的结构，比如说 be worthy of being 加 PP， 或者是 be worthy to be 后面加上 PP， 用来表示什么东西是值得被怎么样。好比说这本书值得一读，我们就可以把它代换成为 The book is worthy of being read， 或者是 The book is worthy to be read。另外在这一段里头的第二句话，我们看到了 be known as， 是表示以什么的身份，以什么的名称而著名的。另外跟它类似的片语还有像 be known for， 如果后面的介系词是用 for 的话呢，那么后面要接的是个特色。另外如果用的是 be known to 的话，那么后面就要加 somebody， 所代表的意思就是为某人所知。另外在这段里头我们看到了 label 的用法，我们知道 label 这个字如果当名词的话，它表示是标签的意思，而在这边呢我们发现到它是用动词的用法，它的结构是 label A as B， 好像是把 A 给贴上标签，换句话说它引申成为将 A 归类为 B， 我们就形成了 label A as B 这样的结构。此外在这段里头我们还看到了 end up 这样的一个片语，后面就上 ving 这样的结构，表示结果如何如何。好比说我们造个句子，这个毒贩最后呢被逮捕了，那么这句话我们就要把它翻译成为 The drug dealer ended up getting arrested。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more ecotourism going green on vacation.
Welcome back. Now, in the first part, we mentioned the fact that ecotourism is not immune from criticism. Some people do it right, and some people do it wrong. So you need to be educated. And here in the next paragraph, it says, however, environmentalists are doing their best to curb these fake ecotourism schemes. An environmentalist is a person who wants to protect the environment. They take classes, they get university degrees, they get money from different organizations in order to help preserve the natural environment of the world. And, well, they want to curb these fake ecotourism schemes. Curb is being used as a verb here. That means to reduce something, to lessen its severity or its influence. The first thing I think about when I see this word curb here, of course, is the noun form, which refers to the edge of a street. And I've had numerous discussions with people here in Taiwan on how to say the word curb in Chinese. And it's very difficult to come up with a word because they don't really have the concept for it, because they don't really have those things in Taiwan so much. Well, they do, actually, but I guess
there are some curbs here.
They don't need to label them as such, I guess. But we're using this as a verb here, and it just means to reduce something, to curb alcoholism, for example.
Well, when you're talking about a scheme in this way, you're talking about sort of a secret or dishonest plan, some sort of plot. Usually you're trying to deceive someone, perhaps out of their money. So maybe someone had a scheme to cheat a customer that they had. So they wanted to do something quite dishonest. But we can also use scheme in a more positive way. Maybe you want to redecorate your apartment and you've chosen a new color scheme. So it's the colors that you will be using in redecoration. Maybe you've chosen blue and yellow or mahogany and a beige color. So a dark brown red and a yellow. So, I mean, there are different ways you can use it, but typically when you talk about someone coming up with a scheme, it's not something that's going to help people. They're trying to do something a little dishonest.
Yep. You can choose a color scheme for your computer environment, too, if I recall.
Yeah.
That's right. Different sorts of colors can be chosen.
Or your cell phone.
That's exactly right. Sort of environment there. But these are schemes. They're also called scams sometimes, which is a certain kind of business practice designed to damage people or to cheat them. So there's a growing call in the world. Lots of people are making this request to have some kind of global standard. Maybe an organization that approves of these places, they can get a little seal of approval in their window or something like that.
Yeah.
And this would assure ecotourists that their vacation choice is genuinely eco-friendly. To assure here just means to guarantee.
You know, that would be nice if you could actually go to a website and it had a list of places that were meeting that global standard and it was truly or genuinely eco-friendly. Genuine here just means something that is really what it's supposed to be. It's real. It's not a fake. You can also call someone genuine. If they're genuine, they're honest and friendly, they're not pretending to like you or pretending an emotion they don't feel, you can really trust them. They're very genuine. They're upfront. Well, I would like to know if I wanted to go on an ecotourism trip, that vacation choice was real or genuinely eco-friendly and not just something like this nature's sacred paradise theme park in Mexico, which sounds terrible.
Well, again, these people are looking for genuinely eco-friendly tour sites. And as the ecotourism industry expands or as it gets bigger, the education of tour guides and the education of tourists is also progressing at pace, which means it's moving just as fast as the expansion of the tourism industry. So as the tourism industry gets bigger, the knowledge that tour guides have and the knowledge that tourists have is also increasing at the same rate, at pace.
Yeah, you could say the ecotourism industry and the education of tour guides and tourists are keeping pace with each other or keeping pace with one another. So they're going at the same speed, and that's good news. Well, looking ahead, there's a general agreement that in order for ecotourism to have a beneficial effect or a good impact, projects should continue to be small in scale, not too big. I think that's when you start having problems, to grow a little bit more slowly and to be sustainable. Agreement here simply means that you have people who all share the same opinion. Now, the opposite, of course, would be disagreement. There's general disagreement over what should be done. So a lot of people have differing views and viewpoints, different opinions. They're not agreeing, but there is general agreement that they need to do these three things. Now, if something's sustainable, what does that mean, Tom?
That means it can be renewed easily, that it doesn't have to be thrown out. So these projects, of course, are environmentally friendly. We talk about sustainable growth in the economy so that jobs are created and that people can keep those jobs. They're not just temporary. They can keep on going. So, of course, we want this growth to be sustainable, and we want these projects also to be sustainable as well, that they can continue to operate and they will be environmentally friendly. Well, ecotourism teaches us to really value the destinations that we visit and also to experience them more intimately. So instead of just going to some place just to say you went there, ecotourism wants us to actually understand the place and appreciate the place as if it were your own home.
Yeah, not just to get a stamp in your passport, to actually feel like, wow, this is such a great place that I have the privilege of seeing and visiting. Now, we need to be sensitive towards nature and culture, and that's what ecotourism promotes. So we shouldn't just be limiting our vacations. Think about places that are really going to expand your knowledge and help you appreciate this planet we live on, and maybe choose an ecotourism type of vacation the next time you go. Now, when you say that something permeates something else, it goes through every little bit. So it surrounds you. It's nice to think that this is a way we could become one day, but hopefully, you know, it's a great goal to have. Hopefully everybody will start focusing on leaving a place as beautiful as when they found it, when they first came.
Sounds like a dream that is too good to be true. We all need to play our part in this and help protect the world for future generations. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
紧接着这一段所提到的就是环保人士正尽全力来阻止这些假冒生态旅游的计谋，也出现了需要全球性标准的这样的呼声。随着生态旅游业的扩展，导游与游客的教育也有着稳定的进展，让人们更进一步察觉到自己对环境的影响。最后并提到所有生态旅游计划都应该维持小规模和缓的成长，并且必须是能够永续的。在这段中间我们看到了这个句子，As the ecotourism industry expands, 随着生态旅游业的扩展, the education of tour guides and tourists is also progressing at pace. 导游跟游客的教育也有着稳定的进展, so that people are increasingly conscious of their impact on the environment, 好让人们更进一步察觉自己对环境的影响。在这段里头我们看到了 progress at pace。首先我们知道了 progress 在这边是个动词的用法，表示前进往前迈进的意思，而搭上了 at pace 这样的一个片语就变成了是稳定的向前迈进，也就是稳定的发展的意思了。另外我们还看到了 be conscious of something 这样的用法，表示察觉，表示知道。其实这个片语我们可以把它代换成为 be aware of something， aware 的拼法是 aware， 而是让我们知道 conscious 也好 aware 也好，它后面也可以加上一个 that 子句，就形成了 be conscious that 或者是 be aware that 后面加子句这样的用法，都是表示察觉到知道某一件事情的意思。在这段的最后我们看到了 impact 这个字，它是一个名词的用法，表示影响，表示冲击，就相当于 influence，它的拼法是 influence 或者是 effect effect， 而我们讲到冲击影响，对什么产生冲击，对什么产生影响的话，那么这些表示影响的用字都要跟 on 这个介系词来搭配使用。所以这边我们所看到的是 their impact on the environment， 表示他们对于环境的影响。在这段我们看到了最后一个单字就是 sustainable， 它所代表的是永续的，它是从动词 sustain 所衍生出来的一个形容词。动词 sustain 所代表的是支撑或者是维持。当我们说它是表示维持的意思的话呢，尤其是指生命力的维持。所衍生出来 sustainable 所代表的就是能够让生命力一直不断的持续下去的。所以我们所说的永续的经营就叫做 sustainable management。永续能源就是 sustainable energy， 而永续农业就是 sustainable agriculture。这篇文章最后一段说到了 Ecotourism teaches us to really value the destinations that we visit. 生态旅游教导我们珍惜所探访的景点 and experience them more intimately， 并且以更贴近的方式来体验它们。生态旅游所提倡对自然与文化的感受 is something that shouldn't just be limited to vacations， 不该只局限于假期而已， but should permeate our everyday lives too，而是应该扩展到我们日常生活当中。在这段里头我们看到了 limit 它的用法，我们说被局限在某个范围当中所用的片语就是 be limited to， 要特别注意到的就是 to 在这边是一个介系词，换句话说后面必须要接名词这样的一个结构。
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us at English Digest and come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Bye! Bye.